六创意健康店是一间最多元化选择的健康店，提供2000多种不同种类的健康食品和饮品、环保家居及个人用品、健康产品、营养补充剂、一系列健康书籍等等。六创意健康店，电话2882-4848，网址www.healthshop.com.hk。
But I remember you saying when you went to Mount Abu, maybe the first or second time, you said that people could, after coming back, people couldn't recognize your writing anymore. Before you were so critical, you know, and then you decided, no, I'm not going to think like that and write like that anymore. I just want to inspire and put out more positivity. And also you met that priest in Mount Abu, and that had a big impact on you.
Yes.
One of the other participants was a priest.
A Catholic priest from South America, South Africa.
So you were saying that you got a lot of kind of
anger.
Resolution with the church through that priest.
You know, we met, he's from South Africa, and then we talked, and I asked him about, you know, the church, and then after one or two days, I said, well, Father, I want to make a confession. And before my next sentence, he said, you are forgiven. And your tears, that's all we need. And then he told me to the seminary where the nuns were.
Outside.
Outside, yeah. One of those hot, the clinics.
Yeah.
You remember? You were not there. And then the nuns offered us biscuits and teas and they treated us like VIPs. And then they thought I'm a priest too, a Catholic priest too. And they thought I'm Father Thomas told them no. He's a professor from Hong Kong. He's a lecturer. But I thought I'm very much a priest. Well, this is my parish. When I was in my secondary school days, I wanted to be a parish priest. And now I think I'm very much a priest. We are all priests of the universe.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm doing what I wanted to do 50 years ago.
Yeah.
In a different way.
Yeah.
In a modern way.
Yeah, in fact, in Australia, I attended a interfaith conference. It was a very high level people thinking about how to introduce spiritual counseling in hospitals and schools, but they wanted spiritual counseling without people being, you know, preaching or trying to convert people. And in that conference they were saying that in Australia the largest growing religion is non-religion but spiritual. This is the largest growing religion. And normally before they wouldn't listen to people like me because they think this is just a new small thing that's coming up. So I was the last speaker in that conference. So I said to them, I said, you know, I think I represent the largest growing non-religion, religion, whatever you want to call it, in Australia. So it's really good that, you know, now you can see what we're saying because we are something to understand because we're big now. You know, and I mean, of course, they're not all BKs, but I represented a whole range of, you know, different organizations. You know, there's so many people out there just trying to, like this, just trying to be spiritual and to grow and, you know, and it was a very, you know, I think for the first time they started to acknowledge people that are not, they were not religious, but they still believed in a higher power. You know, there were atheists, then there was this group that believe in something, but it's not very defined, or it's, you know, it's not like traditional. So, yeah, so we are the largest growing religion, which is a non-religion in Australia.
We've been talking for over an hour. Well, some of you, you like to join us? Laura, it's yours. Before we finish with the meditation.
Questions, comments, experiences.
Hello, teacher, and I want to ask you two questions. And one is, how to remember who am I? And is it next question is it necessary to remember who am I? Yes.
Yeah. First of all, I would say it's. I think it's really necessary to remember who I am, because if I don't know who I am. There's a saying that says, now listen carefully, if I am me, because you are you, right? If I am me, because you are you. In other words, I'm trying to fit in with you, to please you, you want me to be something. If I am me, because you are you, then I'm not me and you are probably not you, you know? So if we're just kind of, if we don't know who we are, we'll end up doing anything because we are not grounded. We don't have a base. Like I used to smoke and drink. Can you imagine? And one of the Indian sisters asked me, when I was a teenager, she asked me, why did you do that? And I said, I only did it because I didn't have a reason not to do it. I didn't do it for any reason, but everyone at that age, when I was a teenager in Australia, all my friends were smoking and drinking, you know? So if you don't do it, you're out. And if I don't have a reason not to, then I just do what everyone else does. This is why we need to know who I am. If I know who I am, I'll be me. I won't be like whatever you want me to be, whatever everyone else is. I think it's so important to be grounded. And how do I know who I am? Is by thinking about it. Like, am I this body? Where is my memory? It's not in the brain. The brain is physical. Where are my feelings? Where is love? Can you cut me open and find love? There's so much to me that is not physical, you know? Memories, feelings, all of these things. So I would say I am not this body, but I am a spiritual being that uses this body. I express myself through this body, but I'm not the body. So that's who I think I am. But then you start to go deeper and deeper, not just we are all that, we are all spiritual beings. But then as we move on our journey, we start to also ask ourselves, which being am I? Like, what am I here for? What is my destiny? You know, possibly there's something I'm meant to be doing. Maybe it's not doing, but being. Maybe there's one quality that I bring to this world that's special. You know, so I can start to know who I am by doing what comes most easily first. Then I can grow myself beyond that. But some things are very natural to me, to all of us. That's how this, I think, we start.
We have time for one more comment or question.
Thank you, sister, for explaining Dharma to us. I heard that you, it was karma that brought you to this 40 years ago, and I really like to hear more. Can you comment more on that, on karma?
Yeah, actually the reason why I was an atheist, the main reason was because I couldn't understand how God could have created this world, because I didn't see it's a really great world. So why would God create a world like this? You know, so first of all, I don't believe God created the world. It's eternal, and it's an interplay between us, matter, and that being. But also, I couldn't believe that God was, you know, in Christianity they taught us that God punishes and rewards. And I couldn't relate to that. I thought, you know, and if God created this world, why did he make someone, you know, born to a poor person in India and another one to a very loving, happy, wealthy family somewhere else? It seems so unfair. So if God created this world, it's full of injustice. But when I understand karma, then I can see, well, you know, we have all created whatever situation we are in. So that helped me to, because I was also a little bit afraid of suffering, so I want to know how to avoid it. I don't like it, so I want to know how to avoid it. So I learned, you know, if you do right action, then good things come back. So why not be smart and not do a wrong action if it's going to come back to you? So if I steal, someone will steal from me. If I cheat, someone will cheat me. If I hurt someone, someone will hurt me. So why would I hurt anyone, cheat and steal? It's not very sensible if you're just going to get it back again. So it just helped me to live my life, my whole life, I think, that philosophy.
70 years ago, we started hearing about, you know, the ecological disasters that's happening all over the world. And we started talking about the end of the world. And there are so many of us who just gave up, you know, because all indexes point to disaster. Mm. There's no salvation. There's no way we can save this planet for our future use. But then there were four words that kept me going, and that is, pessimism is not an option.
Yeah.
And I realized then that if you want to become pessimistic, you know, you can be as pessimistic as you like. But on the other hand, if you want to be optimistic and you look around, there are all signs of, you know, recovery, encouragement, and we are experiencing a spiritual renaissance. You know, things are happening all around us if you care to look around. And what happened in Hong Kong is we are starting a mindfulness movement here.
I saw that.
At long last, 2 years ago, I co-founded and now chair that organization, a charity called Body Mind Spirit Platform. And it is a gathering of all the spiritual practitioners, teachers, coaches, counselors, therapists all over Hong Kong. And now we are a big force. We are making change. And before long, if you are in Hong Kong, you will hear from us all over the media. Before the end of this year, I'm sure we've been doing quite a few big things in the past 2 years. And now it's the message will be everywhere. And that is, mindfulness is the future. It's our future. And you heard about people practicing meditation now all over the world. You know, and there are all kinds of classes, all kinds of changes in prisons, in schools, in universities, in all kinds of management places. And they are now doing mindfulness, and they are explaining mindfulness in scientific terms, and that's what made you know, it accepted by the establishment. And so, well, for me, you know, things are happening. And we are here for a good reason. So, on behalf of all of us at Green here at Greenwoods, we would like to thank you for coming, and your presence really makes a difference here. But then, why don't we finish as usual with a meditation?
We are all gathered here for for a reason. Just our being here together and the collective consciousness with which we're sitting together is already spreading throughout the world. There is something called the power of the other. And what it means is that each one of us can help to strengthen each other in much greater ways than we can possibly imagine. So let's become aware of that collective energy that we're creating quietly sitting in this room, talking about the big questions of the universe, all with an intention to make a better world. When I change, the world will change. Let me take the responsibility upon myself to live consciously and just do the best that I can. Om.
Actually, I'm just back from Shanghai. I landed just before noon for a few hours ago. And from Shanghai, I brought the best bananas and apples we could find all over China. And I would like to share this with Maureen.
Thank you.
Good thing.
They're wonderful looking.
Yes. they call these red bananas.
Mm.
Yes. Okay. There's a donation box at the back of this room, and if you like to offer anything to Raja Yoga, you are most welcome.
That's nice.
All the donations will go to Sister Rohini's place.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming. Sure.